Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Spence Harris. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Holt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. And now, play ball. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway misplays the ball. That's an error on Galloway. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Cochran scoops up the ball and tags Davis for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Blankenship covering, for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lamar. Com goes all the way around to score. Schalk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a fly ball into center field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Holt trying to get to third. Hooper throws the ball in to Com, who tags Holt for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Falk throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Galloway trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Dykes scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Spence Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French, who is chasing the ball. Davis reaches third base with a triple. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Holt fields the ball and throws to Harris covering. Safe. Barrett moves to third. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Shealy moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Ma still pinch hits for Harry Hooper. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Ma still now playing center field. Spence Harris now playing right field. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Barrett. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schalk strikes out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Sloppy Thurston pinch hits for Spence Harris. Sloppy Thurston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurston takes first base on ball 4. John Kane pinch runs for Sloppy Thurston. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Kane now playing second base. Bill Barrett now playing right field. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 2 in the game. French hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Moss Dill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shealy moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg spins, and has Shealy trapped. He throws to Dykes, who tags Shealy for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss still hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Moss still reaches third base with a triple. Falk goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Lamar fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lamar. Moss still scores. Calm moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Davis hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Davis reaches second base with a double. Kane goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Cochran settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cochran. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barrett. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Barrett steals second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Falk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-3 in the game. French hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.